We thought it was normal. Like, both of us were living the same kind of way. Yeah. Like, we were like, oh, yeah, what do you have for dinner? We're like, oh, ramen. I'm like, oh, yeah, my favorite. Let's eat some with spaghetti sauce. Yeah. So you moved in seventh grade and kind of moved out a little and then just came back. We knew that you were going to move in. We didn't tell my dad. We were just going to say you were sleeping over all the time. And then I remember this happening. I officially asked my father, can she move in with us? She can help out with, like, cleaning, and we'll do all this, make sure nothing gets dirty. That didn't work out for that long, but but she stayed from then. And then it began the ultimate sleepover for, like, 3 years. A lot of the times when I was in high school, I would see people coming to school with, like, super nice clothing. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, that person must have a lot of money. But now I think of it as, oh, they were just decent. They were normal. And a lot of the times I was like, oh, okay, so that was not normal. A lot of the time I thought everyone was going through this. Like, oh, everyone doesn't eat sometimes. Everyone gets the electricity and water shut off. Yeah, so I thought it was completely normal. And I thought people who had it steady and, you know, not living paycheck to paycheck were rich and they had it all figured out. We took care of ourselves entirely almost, besides like getting a little bit of food money from my dad. My dad would basically just pay for food, pay for rent, and we took care of ourselves. We raised ourselves. My mom wasn't there she left 2 times. We lived paycheck to paycheck. And after that, we had no money after the first few days of getting paid and after getting EBT, because it was like 10 people and EBT would only give us maybe 400. I mean, I guess it's great it's not great that we went through that, but it really makes us appreciate all that we have now entirely. Just being in a stable house and food, it's amazing.